Previously on Ugly Betty.
We're with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Mr. Swords, you're under arrest.
We're having a party up on 25 with Human Resources, if you're free.
I'd love to go, Henry, but...
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Mark and Esther, privacy, please.
Come on, Willie. We don't have any secrets. Not anymore.
Work for my magazine. You'll have your own assistant within a year.
She told me about the job offer. I would never stand in your way. He didn't grow up wanting to be my assistant.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes.
Making a list? Checking it twice?
A list?
You know, naughty or nice. Most people around here fit into that first category, but you, Betty, you're always nice.
No, it's just Daniel's expense report. I'm done. Here.
No way. 8,479? That's the exact number of stars visible from Earth. On an ideal night.
How do you...
Just something I know. Hey.
Is that mistletoe?
No, it's just holly. In winter, it's a marshmallow
world. Wow. You know what, Betty? You just took my life I'm looking for.
Oh my God, I'm gonna miss my plane.
I'm gonna miss you. It's been an amazing 3 weeks.
I know. It's all been sort of intense. Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. I think we should take a breather while I'm gone.
A breather? What are you talking about?
Well, time to cool off, apart, just to make sure all this is real.
Oh, I know it's real, Sophia. I love you.
Oh, Daniel, what do you know from love? Your heart racing, palms sweating, can barely breathe when you see me.
Actually, yeah, all of that.
Well, that's not love. That is hormones, infatuation, good sex.
Look, this isn't just about sex, Sophia.
Although it has been pretty good.
Right?
Daniel.
I can see a life with you, Sophia.
Okay. If this is all real, prove it. Why don't you see other women while I'm gone? I'm giving you the green light. I'm serious. And if you don't get sweaty palms and all that when you're with them, then maybe this is real.
I'm not gonna cheat on you just to prove I love you. That's crazy.
Don't think about it as cheating. Think about it as proving your theory. See, I need you to convince me that there's only one woman that you feel this way about. Me.
It was just a dream, girl. Don't get so freaked out by it.
I barely even know Henry. I don't get it. I have a boyfriend.
Did I ever tell you about my Jose Mendoza dream?
Yeah, that pimply guy who owns the bakery on 85th?
He was really into the urban life digestive tonic. Don't judge. Anyway, about a month ago, I had this dream. We were going at it in this big bowl of cake batter.
Yeah.
Never mind, that's not the point.
Anyway, the point is, do you see us dating now? No, of course not. You know why? Because it was just a dream and dreams don't mean anything.
Yeah, but Henry isn't Jose. It's different. And well, we did go on a date.
Lunch. Stop. You go to the profile party with Walter tonight, just forget about it.
Hilda, I kissed Henry.
In your dream. As long as you don't actually do anything, it's harmless. Betty, we're all tempted sometimes, right? Just avoid this Henry guy and everything will be fine.
Justin, honey, let's Let's go! Hi.
Hi. That girl has the vocal cords of a large cat.
I heard that!
And the ears of whatever animal hears best.
A dolphin. It's just something I know. Dad, did you check in with the immigration people today?
Today, yesterday, tomorrow. Isn't it enough that they dragged me away like a criminal?
Just calm down. I'm just trying to help you.
They assigned me to some program called ISAP. Sending over a caseworker next month. We have to talk about this right now. Holiday should be about family.
What? Accident! Mom! Gina! Christmas tree!
Well, it's officially the start of the holiday season.
You ran over my Christmas tree! Well, I was aiming for you! But that you left in the middle of the street. I just took it off the tracker. I had to put it somewhere when I opened the front door. The street is public property. Unlike this house, which is not, so get out! You better watch out. I know when you're sleeping, and I know when you're awake. Oops.
Ho, ho, ho.
You're late.
Love the crystal menorah next to the sterling silver Santa.
So taboo. Don't you just love the holidays?
They're fabulous.
So is Nico coming home for Christmas?
She's spending the break with her father in Dubai. Besides, you know, Christmas mornings for me are all about martinis and Valium.
Yummy.
You did not just take the whole wheat bagel. You know I always eat that one.
So sorry, Will. I thought we were sharing everything now that I know about our mysterious friend. Right?
Right.
That is so wrong.
I know. Believe me. We've been consistently over budget every issue. We had to cut costs somewhere.
Boo. Come on, an office party at the office? That'll be fun.
Yeah, like waxing is fun.
Thank you for your enthusiasm, Betty. Actually, Betty has something to be excited about. She's been offered an amazing new position at MYW, and I hope she'll consider taking it. We'll be looking for a replacement. Any of you interested, leave your resume with Betty. And that's it. Thank you.
Daniel, what are you doing?
Something you're far too loyal to ever do.
But if I leave, who's going to take care of you?
Oh, I guess we'll just have to find someone as good as you. Better get started.
Well, I can try, but if I don't find the perfect assistant, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, there's not enough time.
Betty, sometimes we all have to take leaps of faith. You know, you being with Sophia is the best thing for you. Speaking of Sophia, I'd like to see you in my office. There's something I need to tell you.
Would it be inappropriate to throw a goodbye party and not invite her?
You know who would be perfect for that job?
Anne Hathaway.
No, me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, love your confidence.
Wait a second. Sophia wants you to go out with someone else? That doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's crazy. She seems to think some other woman will make my palms sweat and my heart race the way they do for her.
Well, how do you know they won't?
Look, I've never been good at being faithful, but no one has ever made me feel the way Sophia does. In fact, I stopped by to see Nigel on the way to work this morning. I'm through with being a bachelor. For good.
Oh my God! Are you serious? I mean, congratulations. It's great.
Look, I know what you're thinking. It's like they say.
What do they say?
When you know, you know. And I do. No.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Daniel. And for Sophia.
Thanks. You know, these are just on loan until I figure out which one's going to be perfect for her.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that you have no intention of testing out her theory, because I know how you get around beautiful women. And Belle Jolie is sending over their lingerie line today on their models.
right there.
Hey, Betty. I love your sweater. Did you make it yourself?
Amanda, look. I need to plan a Mo-worthy party for $500, get Daniel a new assistant, and get Justin a signed photo of Lindsay Lohan in 2 days. I'm kind of busy.
Well, today is like your lucky day. Hire me. You know you wanna.
Are you serious? After what you and Daniel have been through?
What is the very first thing I ever said to you?
Are you the before?
Okay, the second thing.
Are you delivering something?
Whatever. The point is, I wanted this job way before you or Daniel ever came to Mode. I have a brain to go with this beautiful body, Betty.
Yeah. Okay, look, I can prove it to you.
Let me help you plan the party. I've got tons of connections. Plus, I can get loads of free crap.
Well, I mean, I could use the help. Okay, you're on. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Mode's here.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's you.
Henry. Hi.
You got a little, right here. Gosh, I'm sorry. That was very unprofessional. Let me help you clean this up.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Actually, Betty, you're just the girl I've been looking for.
Oh, no. I'm sure that there are other girls.
Oh, it's about the party? I'm supposed to oversee the budget, so guess I'll be on top of you for the next couple days. Party-wise.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Oh, crap.
The models are here.
Showman. Oh, no. That's my ex-girlfriend, Erin. She broke my heart. She was my first supermodel. God, that girl knew
her. Hey.
Erin, what are you doing here?
Taking my clothes off.
Could you give us a second?
Sure.
Do you need me to stay?
No, I'll be fine. Just bring the rest of the models in.
All right, that's going to help. Amanda. No. Amanda. No.
Daniel, I just wanted to let you know that your girlfriend's plane landed safely and that, the photo department is ready for the models.
Okay, come on.
Later.
Now listen here, chipmunks, to this advice. You better be good and you better be nice.
Betty, this is...
Walt! Walt!
He's our store manager, the man whose job I one day aspire to hold.
No. Good to meet you, Betty.
Hi.
And if anyone can fill these size 13s, it's Walter. This is my wife, Jackie.
A pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Paulie, let's get one of all of us together, yeah?
Yeah. All right, squeeze in now. There we go.
Thanks.
Got it.
Huh? Betty, welcome to the ProBuy family.
Thank you.
Walter, shall we let the lovely ladies chat?
Stewie made an ice luge.
Bring it!
Betty, honey, we have so much in common. I used to work in Manhattan, too. Advertising, before I married that adorable lug.
Oh, wow! You still work in advertising?
Mm-hmm. Right here at ProBuy. The commute's a breeze. I'm not one for lots of travel. Never even been on a plane.
You miss it. Manhattan.
Never. You'll get tired of it, too. We're Queens girls, Betty. Born and bred. We belong here.
Hey,
you've come up with a solution to our little problem?
You mean Mark? I'm working on it. He won't be a problem much longer.
Then watch your master shut him up.
Don't worry. After I'm done, he will be silenced. Permanently.
When did you know that Ralph was the one?
From the first moment. He took my breath away. Still does. When did you know with Walter?
I'm not sure that I do yet.
Well, don't worry, honey. There'll come a time and you'll just know.
Yeah, I hope so.
For what it's worth, I've heard Walter's sure he's found the one.
Did you go to the funeral home?
They never delivered a casket to the mausoleum. A relative claimed Faye's remains in the morgue.
A relative?
That's all I could dig up.
After all of this, Faye Summers is really dead.
Good morning, sunshine. Brought you a little present. Whole wheat.
Too late. Yesterday was carb day.
Of course. So, are you sticking around for the Christmas party later tonight?
Unfortunately. You'd better show up, too. You never know what surprises might be in store. By the way, Mark, what is your home address?
Why?
Just sending a special delivery your way.
Oh.
'Tis the season.
I've read every issue of Mode ever. Did you know Danny Mead dated Fergie back when she was on Kids Incorporated?
Oh, wow.
See? I am perfect for this job.
Okay, we'll let you know.
Not going so well?
Nope. I don't even think the right person for this job exists.
Well, you never know. Party update. I got us 5 cases of champagne donated by this bartender I know at 77. A friend of mine who used to work at Lizzie Grubman's company got us 6 white Christmas trees left over from Diddy's party. And I used to date this sculptor guy. Would you prefer the ice sculpture be the Mode logo or a snowflake? I would go snowflake.
Wow. Snowflake it is.
So, I guess you can stop all that boring interviewing then, huh?
Look, Amanda, I really appreciate the help. But that doesn't erase you and Daniel. You're not the right person for this job. I'm sorry.
Hey, Betty. Ornaments. Thought I might save you a couple dollars.
Thanks, but the budget's all set. Amanda got us some amazing deals. Seems like a lot of people owe her favors.
So basically, you don't even need me.
Nope.
Hey, did you know that the snow inside these was originally particles of gold foil? Sounds beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never even seen real snow until I got off the plane in New York.
What? Oh.
I grew up in the desert. Tucson. I used to think all snow looked like gold foil till I got here. Silly, huh?
No. Not at all.
Okay, soccer ball. Renewed subscription to Martha Stewart Living.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke video game. Her grandpa never took away. Oh, Justin, don't worry, he's gonna be...
Who moved all our decorations?
And what's Santa doing to that owl?
This is the skank prints of Gina Gambaro all over it.
We did run over her Christmas tree. And Christmas is a time of love and forgiveness.
Grow up, Tiny Tim. This means war.
Well, I like the claymation Rudolph best.
You know they did that with puppets? They called it animagic.
Just something you know?
Yeah. I have this weird talent for remembering useless facts.
Oh, no, it's not useless. It's cute.
Thanks. I've been meaning to ask... Is this it?
No, it's just Holly. Holly, you know what? I need to get back to work, so you should probably go.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess I'll see you at the party? Okay.
Here, take this.
What?
It's an ornament. Take it.
Watch the hair. I can explain.
Amanda, please just tell me that you met some rich, gorgeous stockbroker you're engaged and you're running off to Paris together.
Ooh.
Amanda, what, like that's so impossible?
That's one of Daniel's rings, isn't it?
Take it off! We have to put it back before he notices. You know those things must be worth like hundreds of dollars.
It's stuck.
Just help me get it off. Look, I know what you're thinking, but I don't have feelings for Daniel anymore.
Ew.
Anna Freud might disagree with that.
What?
Amanda, you're in denial. Okay, I used to be all crushed out on Daniel. I admit it. But when I found these rings, it was finally real. He's ready to commit. Just not to me. You can't deny your feelings, Betty. And I don't feel anything for Daniel. Not anymore. I am going to get this ring back to where it belongs before he finds out. I promise. Hey!
Excuse me. 28, huh? You don't know Mark St. James, do you?
I hate that guy.
Amanda!
Thank God you're here. Are you packing heat?
Always.
Amanda, I'm not flirting with you. Does anyone here have a gun?
Look around. We're a bunch of unstable, hungry, backstabbing bitches. Do you really think anyone would sell us guns? Just relax. Have a drink.
That's easy for you to say. Your boss doesn't want you dead.
Sorry. Don't spill. You might
electrocute yourself.
I'm just joshing.
You look totally
radiant.
Seriously.
Well, thank you. You too.
Hmm.
Hey, people actually look like they're having a good time. And the office looks extraordinary.
Well, everything looks better when you dim the lights and drink a bottle of champagne. Trust me.
You really pulled it off.
Thanks. So does that mean you think I can do your job?
Well, you're obviously smart enough. You've proven that.
Aw.
But that's not the problem. Daniel needs somebody who's going to be looking out for him, and I don't know if you've noticed, but his personal life tends to get in the way of his professional life.
Hey, what's Daniel doing with McSlutty over there? I thought things were getting serious with Charo.
Exactly. I'll be right back.
Wait. Let me run interference with the Trashonista tonight. See if I can't fill your shoes after all.
For Wilhelmina, courage for Mark, and a brain for Amanda.
Mark!
You never saw me.
Are you okay?
Hi. There it is. I was just making sure that everybody was being safe. You know, office party hookups and
that's very responsible of you. You need some help?
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, you should come back to the party. Beauty is making snow angels, but in the plastic snow. I just came for this.
All right, okay.
Have fun.
You too.
Santa, I've got a favorite man with beard.
Christina, that's a fake beard.
This way.
Oh, God, I thought it was bad enough watching Santa come down the chimney.
Mark?
Well, hello there.
We've been looking all over for you. Please come with us.
I'd love to.
There you are.
Here I am.
Doing a little research?
Actually, just read it for the articles.
It's really funny. You know, I'm actually wearing those right now.
Daniel! Ah! Ah! I need you! There's a fire in the... Oh, screw it. Just stop kissing that shrimp!
You are practically engaged.
Dry as a bone.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You're beautiful.
I know.
But I'm in love with someone else.
Her? Because I'm sure the three of us could work something out.
No, not her.
Whatever. Other men at this party, you know.
so good.
Are you girls still playing that little game?
It's not a game, Papi.
You know, Gina's parents want a cruise to Alaska in that supermarket sweepstakes.
Fur.
They're gone for a week. Maybe you should give her a break. You know, forgive, forget. A little holiday spirit.
Yeah, right.
Santa?
Well, that isn't the bitch who stole Christmas.
Ow! I think it's broken.
Well, I hope it was worth it. Come on. Why does it always have to be such a competition with you, Gina? Why? Are you serious? Hilda, we have been competing ever since you stole my electric youth routine and won Miss Junior Teen Queens. I can never win with you. Guess I should just stop trying.
Well, yeah. Why don't you come inside? You need to get some ice on that.
Come on, we got eggnog. And brandy.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Well, will you give it to him already?
Willie, please. I didn't mean anything that I said, ever. In fact, I will never say anything again if that's what you want.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Huh? What? This? 2007. Fresh off the lot.
It's Jody Panetti. Panetti Auto Mall.
This is bigger than my apartment. Are you trying to buy my silence? Because that's a definite possibility.
So, I think I found you your new assistant.
Really? Who?
Well, this might come as a surprise to you, but it's Amanda.
Amanda? Who?
Amanda. Pretty blonde, kind of a bitch, sits at the big circular desk.
Nope. Doesn't ring a bell.
I'm serious. Look, Daniel, I wouldn't leave if I didn't know there was someone here to protect you. And tonight, Amanda proved that she can.
You're right. She did.
So, if you're serious about this, then I guess this is goodbye.
You've earned it.
The other gifts. That wasn't you?
What other gifts?
Never mind. Merry Christmas, Daniel.
Merry Christmas, Betty. Sophia, hi.
Just go.
got something to tell you. You do take my breath away. You make my heart beat faster. You make my palms sweat. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. It means I do. Sometimes your heart knows things your mind can't explain. My heart doesn't race for anyone else. I love you, Sophia. It's Daniel, by the way.
Justin, does this need more glitter?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Show me.
Okay, you start over here.
Uh-huh. And then you go like that.
Could help freeze over?
Anyway, I still understand what you're talking about.
And then you go...
There are an easier way to do that.
Well, I was going to wait for it to melt, but,
So... Betty thinks you should be my new assistant.
Really?
Yep. I do too.
Really?
More than just a pretty face, Amanda. Even I know that. So what do you think? Can we do this? Work together?
Absolutely. Professionals.
Professionals.
Look like I missed some party.
Ted LaBeau.
Hey, mamita.
Move your feet.
So what's eating you?
Ha ha. Hilda. What if I'm 45 and I've still never been on a plane?
If you want to fly on a plane, you're going to fly on a plane.
You're a dreamer, Betty.
Now look at you. You're 22 years old. You already work at Mode. You can do anything.
Well, I sure hope you're right about everything.
What is that?
Let's see.
Oh. Walter loves you so much, Betty. I wish you could appreciate that a little bit more.
I do. I just want to know for sure. You know, like when your heart races and your palms sweat.
Have you been drinking the Herbalux Extreme Energy Tea?
That's probably Walter.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, Walter, Merry Christmas.
Hey, how come your Christmas lights spell Hilda sucks?
Don't ask.
So, you ready for your last present?
Huh?
Ta-da!
Walter, you've been...
Yeah, well, Daniel helped me sneak the other presents into the office. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Hmm. Hello?
Hi, is Betty there?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Henry, her friend from work. Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah.
sorry. Actually, no, Betty's busy. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Tell her about the party.
You know what? I just wanted to let her know that Rudolph's on tomorrow night. She can call me if she wants to
watch it. You know, together.
Okay. I'll tell her. Thanks.
Bye.
I know that you think I don't get your new life in Manhattan, but I want to try. I want to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Ooh, candy canes. Yummy.
Don't you just love Christmas?